The last time we spoke was Friday night, about 8 or 9 o'clock, about 8 o'clock. Nothing's really happened since then till now. It's been a slow weekend as far as news is concerned. Nothing's really happened.
Very funny. So what was really funny was how I was with my mom, of all people, my Trump-supporting mom, and we were in her storage unit going through it, trying to figure out what she's keeping, what she's throwing out. You know, she's moving to another state. So while we're there, I hear my phone blow up. You know, I just hear it like just completely blowing up. I was like, you know what? Whatever friend is texting me, whatever thing is going on, let me not, because I'm focused on her. I'm focused on helping her. I don't want her to be like, get off your phone. You're supposed to be helping me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just continued helping her, you know. So I get in the car and I pick up the phone and I see that Biden has won, and I can't say anything because she loves Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, I heard her phone blowing up too. So clearly people were texting her as well. So I don't want to get into it with her. I don't want her upset. So we get in the car and I just go, so when do you think theater's coming back? Like, I was changing the subject every chance I got, but I know that she was driving and stewing.
Mm-hmm.
So Katy Perry tweeted something and people are very upset with her. She tweeted, the first thing I did when the presidency was called is text and call my family members who do not agree and tell them I love them and I'm here for them.
Mm-hmm.
Call your family today. Happy Sunday. And people were like, no, I'm not going to do that, because I guess, you know, look, there's different levels of disagree. Like, my mom and I disagree a little bit. It's not like we could still hang out together. We're having Thanksgiving together. Our relationship is more important than anything political going on, because, you know, in 10 years, she and I are going to still be in each other's lives. It's not going to matter who's in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people were saying to Katy Perry, listen, my extended family are homophobic, or, you know, I'm gay, or my partner's trans and my family's rejected us, or they're complete racists. I'm not calling them and saying like, are you okay today? I never want to talk to them again.
Yeah. Katy Perry's parents, though, are super conservative.
Right.
I mean, it's to the point where they weren't talking to each other because they were so on separate sides. So, and she's very happy right now. She's been tweeting all weekend long.
Yeah, I saw.
So
I just don't know how I feel about it. I mean, what do you think? Like, I think if you have different political views in general, it just sucks. You know, like we've seen couples in the past, famous couples, that one's a Democrat, one's a Republican, and oh, gee, we disagree, but they somehow make it work. Now, it seems to be, if you have one political opinion over the other, it paints you in this picture of, well, then you must also be a racist and a homophobe.
Right.
And all these other, but my mother's not a homophobe or a racist. She grew up in Brooklyn. She's in theater. You know, that's not her issue.
If they're racist and they're homophobe, you should have cut them out of your life a long time ago.
That's my point. That's
right.
What I'm saying. You know, I have to say, my mom, it's so weird that she's such she really loves Donald Trump so much, which, you know, that's her thing. She's always been pro LGBTQ. She could be a Trump supporter if she wants to, and I'll still love that woman. I'm sorry. That's just how it is.
I think people suck in general, most people, and they belong to families. So if you haven't, you know who that person is in your family that sucks, and you're not going to help them. It doesn't matter what they believe in, who they believe in. It's just they're a horrible person, and you shouldn't like them anyway.
No, you're right. I mean, look at my biological father. I haven't spoken to him in 20 years.
Right.
And he's
a horrible
liberal
person.
As they come.
Yeah, horrible person. It doesn't
horrible
matter.
Human being.
It doesn't
that's,
matter
that's
who he voted with.
But that's my point. He's always been a horrible human being. I got him out of my life. And the fact that he happened to, I'm assuming, vote for Biden. I haven't spoken to him, but he's always been very liberal and very progressive. So I'm assuming he still is. I don't know why that would have changed. Somebody horrible in your life is horrible. I don't think who they voted
right.
for should determine whether they're in your life or not.